Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live, as I said here, Buffalo Wild Wings here in spring. Come on out. Make your way out here, North Grand Parkway here in spring. That's the exit to get on off of, and you can't miss it right down the road to your right. So come on out and hang out with us. Great food, great drink. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as they help us put fourth Thirsty Thursday
and
each
the Bud Light
every
girls.
Week. They're not here yet, but you're darn right.
Oh, damn it.
They will be here soon. The Bud Light girls will be here soon to help you enjoy yourself more here.
I tell you, see? I mean, you too, boy. I mean.
Try to walk.
Damn, how'd y'all get married?
Yourself, to help yourself.
I'm feeling
to enjoy
nasty.
Yourself. I know you do. I felt it the way you came
out
there.
Are you breathing?
You don't just wear a top shirt like that and not feel nasty. I know it don't mean the card. I think tops, that means a little bit more what that tops mean right there. But, no, come on out here. Have a good time.
Are baseball cards still a thing?
Oh, I'm certain they are.
Do people still collect baseball
cards? Oh, I'm certain they are.
I haven't added to mine, but I got three binders at the house.
I'm about to say, I bet you somebody's got a Shohei Ohtani card that may be worth something. I've got to be still collecting them with people potentially having, you know, rookie cards or something worth a lot.
Yeah, I got two big crates full of baseball cards and football cards and things of that nature. Hell, I got full sets of the old Upper Decks back in the day, man. I just didn't know. I wonder if that's still a thing. I wonder if I'm sitting on a lottery ticket in them deals. Yeah, I need to check it out, man.
What you got in there? Maybe I think I got a Frank Thomas rookie card somewhere in me.
I don't know how much Frank's going to bring you, but I've got.
I have a Clint Sterner Dallas Cowboys card. No lie.
Yeah, I got a whole stack of them joints.
I don't believe you.
I got a stack of them joints.
I want to see it. I'll bring it.
I'll bring you one, Ron. I'll bring you one.
No, I want to see the one Tyler has.
Oh,
okay. Tyler just strummed out with the Clint Sterner one.
Somebody in the Heights stumbled up on Tyler and had it in their back pocket, hoping they'd run into him. Hey, here you go. Hey, look, it's your buddy right here, man.
All right. Well, yeah. Coming up, a good time is to be had. And we look here soon, any moment now, actually. We will hear from a guy, Clint, I think you believe has really changed this season for the Texans, Trent Brown, the big fella. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know if I'll bring this up to Trent. Trent's going to join us any moment now. Trent, my man Trent, I thought about him when I went on the plane last week. I thought to myself, boy, man, what's it like for him? Like, I understand now, thank God he found football, and he's probably not having to ride Southwest like I did or any commercial. But yeah, damn, man, but still, man, like, I've rode first class, there may be some first class that may not just be 100% great for him either. I think about a guy like 6'8", 3", whatever he is, I know I've heard 380. I'm not sure. I don't want to disrespect that man.
Well, hell, ask him.
But I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what's it like for him? What would it be like for him just to have to fly Dallas Southwest?
I'm telling you, Sprinter van. Hey, I'd have one of those things customized, baby, and the driver.
Hey, how much would Cal McNair have to pay you, Trent, to ride in the middle seat on a full flight?
On a
Southwest flight to Seattle. How much would they have to pay you? Well, he'll be joining us coming up here soon. But real quick, before we get to Trent Brown, he's a part of this as well. The injury report out with the Texans. We talked about a lot of guys who missed yesterday. Well, Kamari Lassiter, he returned to practice with that foot. Will Anderson returned to practice with the chest and shoulder issue. Woody Marks, big one. We know the ankle-foot situation. Clint, he returned to practice. Denico Autry, he has been missing that first practice and then going the rest of the week. He returns, and then who we'll speak to here in a bit, Trent Brown. He returned with a broken finger. Only one who did practice, Tim Settle, with the foot issue. But speaking of Trent Brown, who good to see return to practice. Trent, we was just sitting there. We was just talking to you about this, Trent, man. And I was thinking about you. I had to fly back home, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I don't know if they could pay good money. They could pay Trent enough money to ride in the middle seat on a Southwest flight to Kansas City like I took. I just don't even know that you could even negotiate that, Trent.
Man, if we're going to play some ball, it ain't that long of a flight. I'll make it work.
Hey, Trent, I want that flight attendant to say, all right, we got a full flight coming, and then you come rolling down the middle of that aisle. Oh. Nothing but middle seats left.
Hey, Trent's like, I know one thing. I'm going to be more comfortable than these two jokers next to me.
I was just about to say that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have over them all, Rich. I'll tell you that.
Armrest hell, you gonna have your arms in their lap.
Hell to hell with that, Trent. We got to lift them armrests. I'm telling you. I tell Trent, hey, man, you take this aisle, man. Good. You need that little bit longer than I do. All right, man. Man, good to talk to you and my partner here, and I'm sure he'll get into it, man. Really believes you've really, in a way, saved this offensive line and changed things, because the play of the offensive line has really looked different since you have been in that right tackle spot. What are you seeing the changes, and what do you think you've been bringing to the table with this offensive line?
I think it's just throughout my career and the places I've been, I've always tried to keep the same mentality of playing, being mentally and physically tough and trying to and use that against my opponents and use what God's given me and just try to wear them down. And especially when I went to the Patriots, you know, played a lot of meaningful football and late in the year, you know, the more you can run the ball, the more you win. I don't know if people noticed that trend, but the teams that run the ball can win football games, especially late in the year. And I think that's the dominance up front is what matters the most. And then allowing guys on the outside, our playmakers, to get the ball with a lot of space on the field and back there in the back on the back end. And that's the beauty of the run game, having that balanced attack, you know, to run the ball and pass the ball. That's the most important thing.
Trent, you mentioned space, and I'm an old quarterback, so I think it's just as important in pass protection. I've seen you collapse a couple of that right side and just give the quarterback just a beautiful, clean right side of the pocket and plenty of space to operate and plenty of vision, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch a quarterback get comfortable back there. But to me, you know, I've covered this team for 7 years, man, and doing day-to-day and post-game, and there's been a lot of coaches talk about physicality, offensive line play, finishing and physicality. And I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't see that personally. I didn't see that until you got on the field, and it seems like it's almost been contagious. And I don't want you to speak on the other guys, but just your approach to the physicality and the finishing aspect of playing offensive line.
I mean, it's really just a mentality. At the end of the day, you got to want to do it. And at the end of the day, I always had a mentality like, I don't want to let my teammates down. And I also, like, I'm also the guy that I hate to throw the defense fastballs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to play friendly football and keep our defense fresh and off the field, and so they can go out there and do what they do, and that's play number one defense. You know what I mean? Like, I've been able to be a part of some teams that have other teams on the Patriots that were the number one defense, and so I understand how that feels, and I know I've been carried, and I just kind of try to tell the guys and try to in the room, like, man, we got to do our part of the group project. You know what I mean? Like, it's no fun to. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't about getting glory, but you just want to feel like you had a part in success of the team. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is just no fun, like, being carried. I just don't – as a man, that's just life in general, period. You know what I mean? Like, no handouts. It's like, just want to be a part.
I love where you're going, man. You want to carry your part of the load. That's for damn sure. And it's good to see that happening. Hey, but I want to get inside the head of Trent Brown, man. I've seen you grab a couple of edge rushers, man, and just on that chest plate or wherever it may be, and you just stop them in their tracks, and it's manhandling folks. Take me inside the mind of Trent Brown when you get your hands on somebody like that, and that happens. How good a feeling is that?
I mean, the most beautiful part about this game is, and the most beautiful part about playing offensive line is moving grown men against their will. Like knowing that he's trying to go somewhere and he can't because I got my hands on him, or he got to go through me and he can't do nothing with me. Like that's just the mentality. My college coach used to have this saying, and he would say mass kicks ass. So I'm using what God gave me to the best of my abilities. That's as simple as that. You know what I mean? I'm my dad's son at the end of the day. So like, I just always hear him in my head, like from a young age when we used to be working out in hot summer days, and we used to just like, I always hear his voice in my head, like, you got more, you can't be beat, you unstoppable. You know what I mean? And so it's just like that motivation always in my head, and just like, that's it really. Like I just don't want to be the one to let the team down.
I'm gonna try that with my wife, Trent. Matt, move that. I'm gonna try that with. Look out, Court. That little mass move, little ass.
Come on.
Listen. You talked about your time with the Patriots and different teams you've been around. This team started out 0-3. And had some struggles, you know, up and down even after that a bit. What for you, what was the moment that changed things that started this team going on, if you could pick out one, going on this trajectory that they're on right now?
I would think it's just that second Jacksonville game, man. Like, everybody just having that belief and seeing that, even to come back and score 30 straight points or whatever, and then win in the fourth quarter, that second half, push offensively. Like, that's the kind of, like, joy and happiness that you can have. And that's kind of – I've been contagious, really. The stadium has been rocking. The stadium stadium wasn't like that all year. Up until that point, and that was a piece together offensive line. But I just think the belief. I have a super belief in this system, this offense. I won in it. I know how it works. I know what it looks like. I know what it does to teams, and it's built to do what we've been doing. Let's run the ball, play balanced football and friendly football, like I was saying earlier, and allow our defense to go out there and do what they do best. Allow our playmakers to get in space and make plays.
All right, Trent, man, we appreciate you. I know you got a busy schedule ahead of you. And, we could stop by and have you on anytime, man. Really appreciate you, and good luck this weekend in Kansas City.
Thank you.
All right, that's Trent Brown, right tackle.
That was fun.
Yeah, that could be –
That was hella fun.
That could be a fun weekly segment there.
He got that deep belly laugh.
I gotta say – I have not been one that has loved, probably even up to about 60 seconds ago, I have not been one that has been in love with the swinging Titus Howard to guard and playing a position that he's not, that's not, he's playing left-handed. That's not his natural position.
The interview did it for you, huh?
I don't know how you can take that guy off the field. not just what we've seen. I mean, he is, like, clearly bringing – and I don't know, we saw this at the beginning of the year. We saw him even when he wasn't playing or practicing. He was on repeatedly every time guys were coming off, talking to Juice, talking to Lake and Thomas. I don't know how much that helped, but talking to all of the young Ursary a lot. Like, he looks like it's his offensive line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're talking about the thought process of Laramie Tunzel, and now we just listening to Mass Moves Ass. Like, he's bringing something more than just his play, and his play has been good. He's bringing something more than just his play to where, yeah, he has to be on the field.
I'm going to tell you, look, he's been really good. He's been really good. I think from jump, from the time they put him on the field, it's been worth moving Titus Howard. But here's the deal is that interview right there, this offense needs more of that. Once again, that is a guy that is not – when he's speaking to us about football or a Southwest flight or Mass moving, whatever it may be, he's not worried about what D'Amico Ryans is going to say or think. He's not worried about what Nick Caserio wants you to sound like or say or do. He's his own man, and you cannot lead. You cannot be an alpha if I can hear it in your voice that you're regurgitating what somebody else is saying. You can't. You just can't lead from that perspective. It's impossible. And this offense is in desperate need of individuals like that. So it was really good to hear a guy – obviously he's played great, but it's really good to hear a guy that seems to be speaking with some security and some confidence and not worried about what the upper management might think if he says something a little bit out of pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like he clearly said, hey, man, this stadium has not been like it was when we scored 19 points and the defense scored 7, so 26 points in the fourth quarter. That was the turning point.
He said that was a turning point.
I mean, how many, a lot of guys would be
just say, oh, man, it's not no real turning point. We just every day we've just been getting better.
Because you don't want to step on the toes of the fans that maybe weren't as loud as they were until that moment or whatever. I mean, that is just that was refreshing, man. Good to hear from the big fella.
That was Trent Brown. Good to hear from him. We'll update you a little bit more on the injury situation as well, as we had to jump to Trent Brown, the latest with the Texans and the Chiefs. And let's stay on that offensive line, because they're getting national praise about what they've been doing. We'll do
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, live on The Drive on a Thirsty Thursday, and it brings us here to Spring as we're at the Buffalo Wild Wings here at Spring. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. The bar is going. Oh, I see her. Look like she's making a little whiskey mule for your boy. And I see you got a little something fully dressed right there, a little tahini.
Yeah.
So come on out here, get you some wings, some good drinks. And if you don't look for wings, they got plenty of other things on the menu as well. So come on out, have a good time on a Thirsty Thursday. Remember, my man, if you're in the building or on the way, Shay is here. If you are looking to get a ticket to get in our raffle, you got a chance to win multiple prizes.
More of a pancake guy.
I'm more French toast, but you got a chance to win. That's a lie. I'm waffle,
pancake, or French toast.
I just wanted to.
I'd hate to have to pick between the three.
Crips.
The pancakes can get you because you can mix them up, boy. You can do a lot of different things in there. You go with some chocolate chips in there.
You can do all that with a waffle as well.
I don't think it hits the same.
Well, I'm going to tell you that damn pecan waffle at Waffle House damn sure hits the same.
I know. You guys.
Not as many other things.
When was the last time?
713-572-416. When was the last time you hit a Waffle House?
Oof. Used to live at that one off Garth Road in Baytown as a teenager.
Man, it's been
getting married and having two little girls. That really put a halt on them Waffle House nights for your boy.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Boy, I can taste that pecan waffle right now.
What do you think the average BAC is in a Waffle House?
Oh, I don't know. I can tell you I've upped it multiple times.
Get them hash browns covered and smothered, baby.
Hey, them cheese eggs? Cheese eggs, you can go overboard with the hash browns sometimes, though. Not you personally, but like just in general, there's too many options. I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can go overboard with a lot of stuff in Waffle House.
Okay, now hold on, Trent.
I thought we had to dump once today, boys.
I thought we were in Waffle House. My bad. I got me off my radio.
Set yourself to that environment, didn't you?
Yeah, I know you got that dump button hit in there. Be all right. I don't think anybody hear mine, so I think you got that dump finger.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get off this Waffle House where we lose our mind here in a second.
Cheese eggs.
Cheese eggs. They are good.
If you could have one item at Waffle House right now, what would it be?
It's the hash brown smothered and covered.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
You go hash brown, Tyler? What are you going with?
Hash brown, man.
Give me the OG big-ass waffle, man. I love them things.
Have hash browns.
I think I'd go cheese eggs.
Maybe a little toast with that.
I think I'd go cheese. I don't think the cheese is even real. It's almost got a queso vibe to it.
I'm
talking queso consistency, not the Rotel and everything all the time.
That type of cheese. It's not shredded. Yeah, it's a different look. I got you.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eat up.
That gets me going. Now I've gotten hungry. So I'll get something here at Buffalo Wild Wings right here. Let's get to the injury report here. I told you earlier, if you missed it, Kamari Lassiter, Will Anderson, Woody Marks, and Danico Autry, and Trent Brown, who we just talked to, all returned. And I told you Tim Settle was the only one that didn't practice. We had to get right to Trent. But there is more to that, Clint, according to multiple reports. This one from Aaron Wilson. Tim Settle is undergoing season-ending foot surgery and will be out for the year. He's been placed on IR, season-ending foot surgery. And that is a blow because and this is something we'll talk about throughout the show. If there is a weakness point, or at least a point in which we've seen the Texans attacked multiple times, it is in the run game, and in particular the run game inside of the tackles. And Tim Settle was a starter, and at the very least, Clint, a guy that was most definitely prevalent in their rotation, and I think that is a big miss right now this late in the season, because you can't really do much about it, and they're going to miss not having one of those guys in that rotation, because Clint right now leaves them Sheldon Rankins, and Tommy Togiai, Mario Edwards, like that's a big miss not having Tim Settle the rest of the way.
Yeah, look, I think it's a real big miss. I mean, because you're talking about just inside with our pass rush and the way our linebackers play, you don't have to have the most athletic players inside. Even though with this defense, you do have some more athletic D linemen that can penetrate, but what you've got to be careful of is not having that one guy that can anchor down. Right in the middle, you got to have a guy that can eat a double team. You got to have a guy that can anchor down, and for nothing more than to occupy offensive linemen. So now your linebackers can play fast. They can get downhill. They can get in the backfield, kind of thing. And Tim Settle Jr. is obviously, I think, 1A in that group of defensive linemen that can get it done. Foley Fatakasi would be another one in that group that could get it done, but he's also out. So when you look at it. I mean, you're down to some guys. Sheldon Rankin's great player. I don't know how much of that. I don't know how effective he is dropping anchor, right?
You look at him more as a pass rusher.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the prototypical D'Amico Ryans defense. We're going to shoot some gaps and we're going to get upfield. Mario Edwards Jr. I think is very similar. Tommy Togiai is the one that you mentioned that is a guy that will do his damnedest to drop anchor and eat double teams and hold the line of scrimmage and not let an offensive line get a ton of push, but. Tim Settle hurts. Tim Settle hurts this defense in a big way. Now we'll see how D'Amico Ryans overcomes it, but this is a painful injury report right here. Because not only you don't lose him for one game, but it sounds like you're losing for the season, right? Is that what you said?
No, it's for the season. Yeah, he's had season-ending foot surgery.
That's painful.
Yeah, that's a big miss, and especially hell just happening now. They're going to have to figure out something. We'll have to look and see who's on their practice squad to bring up Clint, or maybe that is another. So now, right, Tyler, that's what, three spots that they have that they have vacant right now.
Yes. I mean,
roster. You look at it, you're looking at without Tim Settle Jr.
Because Foley's on the IR as well, who they brought back.
Yeah, that's right. Foley Fatakasi's on the IR. Kurt Hines is out. I'm not familiar with Keontae Hamilton. He's on IR.
Oh, you know Keontae.
I ain't got Big Key, but I'm sure already. He's a solid fella. Tommy Togiai, Mario Edwards, Sheldon Rankins are the three guys – interior-wise that you got. Now I know Autry can slide down there. This would be a big time for him to get down there.
The Tim Settle thing is not really as much in the pass rush. It's more run. Yeah. Run down.
Well, he's made some noise, more noise than you would expect for him to make in the backfield, but
he can collapse the pocket, but yeah.
You don't miss his pass rush. You miss his ability to anchor down and hold the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
that could be a problem.
You could rush to Nico Autry on the inside from a pass rush perspective, and you're fine.
No question.
It's just running the football. If what happened with Tampa, you'd run into that, or what happened first half Seattle, you run into that.
You're going to need him, Denico Autry. You're going to need him to get big. Mario Edwards Jr., you're going to need him to get big.
Yeah.
I think Sheldon Rankins and Tommy Togiai, they've got some of that in their game anyway. But
they're going to play more, right? Yeah, and less on the rotation. All right, coming up, let's listen to and head to NRG and hear from Nick Caley as he talks to the media, the offensive coordinator, as they've been rolling pretty well. We've seen improvements over the week. They'll take on Steve Spagnuolo, one of the best defensive minds in the game. We'll hear what he's got to say coming up.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here Thirsty Thursday. Make your way on here. I know it's a little rainy day. There you go. Come on in, though. I know people are starting, getting close to get off work here as we move towards the 3 o'clock hour, but we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Plenty of prizes to win. We will start hooking people up in the 3 o'clock hour. So if you want to get in, grab a raffle ticket, and we'll start hooking some winners up. We got a projector, autographed football, many things you can get. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings and Bud Light for helping us put this together.
How much work do you think folks are actually doing between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Not a whole lot. They there, but they ain't really there.
I'm going to be honest with you. If these mics didn't go hot every day, I'd have a hard time.
They'd be out there in there somewhere eating cookies. Like there's cookies all over the place at people's job.
You ever seen those things on social media where they're like, how to maximize your vacation? You know, you like you use certain days here where you're behind or before holidays. Boy, I'd use all them joints. Right, I mean, I use them anyway, but I would use them to extend, like get extended time away from.
You may see me use them here soon. All right, let's head to NRG. To hear from the offensive coordinator, here's Nick Cayley.
When it comes to Spags, what are some things that you see from him that may be unique compared to some other defensive coordinators?
Yeah, I mean, he's very multiple, aggressive. You know, he's been doing it for a long time, experience, and I think that, you know, his guys are coordinated, disguises, stunts, pressures, et cetera. Does a great job.
Going back to the last game, the next to last offensive position, going for it on fourth down, D'Amico said that he liked the push on third down, and he wanted to go for it on fourth down. I think the phrasing he used was run it again. Did he say we'd like the same play again, or he wanted you to get that yard?
Yeah, we were talking about the same play. I mean, we had success on the first two. Thought we had a good push, actually, on the third one. They marked it short and is what it is. So had confidence to go out there and do it, and unfortunately we came up short on that.
How did you come about developing that play and deciding on Cade for that role in that situation?
I think Cade had had history doing it, dating back, you know, at least working through it at Ohio State, and always have researched that. Researched that for a couple of years, and we had a lot of guys that have done the same thing on our staff. So it's kind of where the origin, I guess, the genesis of it was for us, and just trying to find an alternative way to give us an opportunity to convert a first down, really. And Cade had experience with that too.
What do you see as kind of the key to that play being a successful play consistently?
Yeah, I think you gotta be able to be, you know, have good pad level. You gotta have good inertia and surge off the initial, you know, wave on the line. You got to be able to, you know, be able to find the soft spot and be able to press and push. So
at the end of the first half, I know JJ was on the broadcast. He said he didn't understand the plan. What was the plan there?
Yeah, the plan was to end the first half with points, and just not dissimilar to the week before in Buffalo. Similar situation, timing wise may have been a little bit different in terms of seconds or whatever, but to be able to, you know, get our drive started, we were going to be in our normal mode, and then we were going to kick it into our 2-minute mode. We didn't convert the third down, so I think that might have altered the approach from there, unfortunately. You know, didn't execute.
First play, I think the confusion is after the first play, it was 41 seconds from the next snap, and then you ran a play and it was 25 seconds. So is that executing the plan as like 41 seconds?
I would say this: the first play, we're going to be in our normal offense in that situation. Every situation is different. We did, and then, you know, relative to that second one, you know, had an opportunity hopefully to get to the sideline. I could have probably done a better job, maybe given in hindsight a better play than obviously to not gain enough yards and not get out of bounds. So if I could go do it back again, I certainly would on that second play. But you know, ultimately, we were going to start in a normal mode and go from there when we felt it was time to go do that. So
the 41 seconds is according to plan?
Yeah, I mean, normal operating procedure in terms of huddle operation.
What are you seeing from this offensive line? Why are they starting to finally have success with this unit, and what took us so long to get these guys, you think?
Yeah, I think they've continued to get better at just fundamental football. In the run game, I think our double teams and combinations have gotten better and improved steadily. And I think just time on task, time to settle in with the guys that are in there now, you know, just more time of doing it. Honestly, we've improved on that. I think in terms of the pass protection, the cohesiveness, starting with communication and being on the same page. age, those guys have done a really good job of just working together, communicating so that we're all coordinated in terms of our distribution in the pass pro. So when you couple that run game, pass protection, I think we've made some strides. We still gotta make some more strides, but I've been pleased with the improvement from that standpoint. You know, we get a lot of extra work at practice, do a lot of stuff fundamentally in terms of blitz pickup, et cetera. And I think it's starting to show improvement at a good pace. We just got to make more.
What's the crowd preparation for the atmosphere at Arrowhead, and how vital is it you guys avoid those pre-snap penalties?
Yeah, I mean, clearly you want to avoid all the pre-snap penalties, but it's a hostile environment. I mean, you crank the music up as loud as we can possibly do it. You try to make it as hard as you possibly can in practice. You'll never be able to probably simulate exactly what Arrowhead's like. It's a great atmosphere for football, and it's going to be rocking. So you go back, and the biggest thing is huddle operation, getting in and out of the huddle quickly, good communication, getting our feet set, and being able, verbally and non-verbally, to be able to communicate in a setting like that, for sure.
Sticking with the offensive line, what allows for this pass protection to be able to have success against blitzes, stunts, kinds of things? Titus was talking about yesterday about having answers for those kinds of things.
Yeah, well, I think we stress communication. We stress seeing it through the same set of eyes. It starts with our mic point and our declaration, and then everybody else being able to communicate and know exactly what we're doing. Leave nothing to chance, communicate, and then be able to make our calls accordingly. We want to protect inside out, and we rep. We take a lot of reps in terms of blitz pickup, stunts, pick stunts, games, et cetera, like that. So it's like anything else, you got to work at it to improve it, and that's what we're still trying to do.
Nick, I remember you talking earlier about being with the Rams during a 2-6 start. How much did you draw on that in order to try to improve the offense, and how did you, if you did, draw on that experience?
Yeah, I think that experience for me the last 2023 and 2024 was, we kept working on. We were process oriented, and we talked about this and we discussed it in here. We want to go out there and win every week. But in terms of having a clean process, being able to clean up mistakes, being able to practice and focus. You may fail fundamentally on a certain play or a technique, but if your process is right continuously and you're willing to improve and you're willing to learn and work at it, you can make steady improvement. And that was what I took from that. I mean, we continually tried to refine and clean up mistakes throughout those years. No different than what we're doing now. And just like here, we had coachable guys that took coaching, coaches that no one had as any egos here, no one had any egos there, where you want to sit there and find out what you can do best, what can work best for your guys, and you try to put your best plan forward to help that, and you're in it collectively together. And as long as you continue to work and eliminate mistakes and build upon the stuff that you do well, I think you'll show improvement. And that's what I think, that happened in 2023. That's what's happened here. We have guys that care, they're coachable, and we're all trying to grow each week and just be better versions of ourselves here moving forward, all of us. So that's what I took from it. Just have our process, understand what we have to clean up, and there's plenty of that we still have to clean up, and we can. We just got to continue to move forward with it.
You are listening to Texans offensive coordinator Nick Caley from the podium at NRG.
Change things how they are?
No, it's not difficult to stick to the process. Sometimes you have to adjust and you have to alter your course, or it might not be, whether it's schematically or something you may have to do a little bit different pertaining to who you got, you adjust that. But in terms of being honest, looking at it and lifting up the hood and seeing, what are the issues with things? How do we improve them? Can we improve them in certain situations? And if you can't, then you got to find alternative ways to do it. And you start there and you go forward and you put your egos aside. And when, everybody wants to do what's best for the team, and that's what we got a group of guys here to do. So no, and I think we've evolved throughout the year, from start to, till now. And, I'm sure we'll continue to as we get going, whatever's, unforeseen out in front of us.
On those same lines, during the in-game process, as far as what you see and what Davis see or what CJ see, how do you all make those type of in-game adjustments like that, especially if you all are seeing two different things?
Well, we communicate, we don't ever take for chance that we are seeing two different things. I mean, I hope we're not, if we are seeing two different things, we discuss it and we arrive at a solution. But every time we come off the field, we're going through our series, we're going through, the calls, the front structures, the coverages, the execution or lack of execution and what the reasons for that are. And you try to chart your course, make adjustments, clean things up, communicate with the staff, with the players, to be able to put ourselves in the best foot forward, to go out and take the field and rid ourselves of maybe some mistakes mistakes that had happened to try to clean some of those things up. But it all starts with communication and just transparency and being on the same page. And, you know, and we are, you know, it doesn't mean somebody might see something that's different here or there and we talk about it and go from there. But it starts with communication, you know, players, coaches, everybody on the same page.
What is what's the there were times last week in the Colts where, you know, they were doubling Nico, and it looked like Tom was using that to free some other guys open. What's kind of the balance of trying to use that to free other guys open, but also still wanting to call plays to get the number one
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I think you go into it and you're not sitting there trying to necessarily make anybody a decoy. We try to put together a plan that gives, you know, our players opportunities to go out and have success. Nico's a very important person and player to our, obviously, organization. So, you know, but we also feel that guys that are in the other, you know, eligible spots to be able to catch the ball, you know, you're also putting everybody in the position that we feel utilizes their strengths, skill set, based on personnel group, et cetera, style of, you know, play, whether it's pass types, et cetera. So I think those are the biggest things, is trying to, you know, not have a one-trick, you know, pony at one spot and then you don't have a viable option. Try to have pure, you know, whether it's a pure progression with backside complements. So if you're off your first and second read, you have things that you like pertaining to the coverage structures that you're going to see in the passing game. So we're always mindful of that when we build the plan. And, you know, I think we've got, it's a testament to the skill players. And we've got a deep receiver room, tight ends, you know, backs that have all contributed, all those guys, and obviously the quarterback, CJ, done a good job really distributing the football and being disciplined.
What is Dalton Schultz's – what is his impact on this offense, maybe not just on the field but in the meeting rooms and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro. He's smart. He's extremely savvy. He understands the big picture. He sees the game through, you know, the lens, you know, the big picture lens, not just in the call it tight end box. He's one of the smartest players, you know, that I've had an opportunity to work with. I have a lot of respect for him. He cares a lot. He works really, really, really hard. He's here early. He's here late. I have all the respect in the world for him. And I think when you've had a successful career and you've played as long as he has, and he goes about it the right way, there's, to me, no, it's not by, you know, just a happening of why he's had success. And he's got character. He's great, you know, leader for the guys in the room. And he does a lot for us in a lot of ways, and I'm proud of the way he's competed this year. I really am.
I talked to Nico last week and asked him just how he handles not getting the ball, if he's not getting the ball, and how he goes about it. And he said he never views it about him needing to get the ball. As an OC, to yep. have a star wide receiver that approaches it that way, how nice and helpful is that to you to do your job easier?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to Nico. He's a great teammate. He's extremely unselfish. He's a great player. And, you know, obviously he's a big part of what we do. And I mean, I think he's, you see what you get with him every single day, and he's the same guy every single day. He's consistent in that approach. So, it's why he is the person that he is. He's the player that he is. He's a great player, and he's a great teammate for us.
All right. That is, Nick Kaley, the offensive coordinator, as they get ready for, a challenge with the Kansas City Chiefs, and, especially defensive coordinator for him, Steve Spagnuolo. Will react to a little bit of what he had to say, and I think we can address some of the things we're getting about C.J. Stroud from some of the fans, not all, but some fans, and see how real they are when we run it through the eyes of our quarterback, Clint Sterner. We'll do that coming up next.